Alberta Darling has been in the legislature for 14 years, rising this past session to co-chair of the legislature's Joint Finance Committee. Darling says she helped solve the state's most recent budget mess without raising taxes.
The budget we passed was the lowest increase in spending in 20 years. What we did was we cut government significantly, about 26%, which was a big, big job. We froze state employee salaries.
Darling's challenger, Jennifer Morales, says the state just pushed a lot of the financial burden onto local property taxes. The two candidates are running in a district that includes some Democratic wards in the northern half of Milwaukee County and a larger conservative region stretching into three suburban counties. Morales says a good part of the district remains socially moderate, while Darling has increasingly joined the right wing with votes like one supporting concealed carry of weapons.
The North Shore and the parts of the city that are included in the 8th District do not like weapons, and they certainly don't want weapons in places that vulnerable populations would be found, like healthcare facilities, childcare centers.
Senator Darling says Wisconsin would just be joining many other states that allow concealed carry of weapons. Morales also says Darling has become less of a supporter of reproductive rights with the senator's backing of the so-called Conscience Clause bill, allowing medical professionals to refuse to do some procedures. Looking ahead, Morales told a recent forum that she'd fight against the Republican Taxpayer Bill of Rights and another attempt at a so-called property tax freeze.
I believe that there is absolutely no sense in completely eroding your local control over what your local elected officials do.
During the forum, Senator Darling continued to blast high taxes and spending. But afterwards, she qualified her support for Representative Frank Lessay's taxpayer plan.
Well, Frank Lessay's project, or his original plan, is different. It's gone through an evolution, and so that's the question. But everybody would agree that we have to reduce all government levels of spending to the taxpayers' ability to pay.
Darling says despite some rumors to the contrary, she will stay on as Joint Finance co-chair. That's if she defeats Jennifer Morales tomorrow and the GOP keeps control of the Senate. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.